they cover half of a county or more. It's just a nice
open.
Well, it could be a lot of timber in it too, but quite a lot of grassland, a nice pleasant area.
Okay. And how about a basin? Do y'all have anything like that?
Well, I think a basin is more a drainage area.
Okay. Now, I was wondering, this is just another pronunciation word, that those places down in Florida where the land is kind of underwater.
Everglades?
Yeah, and that's a type of what? It's a kind of a...
swamp?
Okay. But y'all don't have anything like that here, do you? No. Too dry.
Very little. Well, there is. So you can go perhaps between here or get down along the river, some of the low ground that may be quite swampy. Mm-hmm. I know my younger daughter lives about 200 miles northeast in the eastern part of Sand Hills, and near the river there, they've got some cropland that's been too wet for them to plant this. Mm. Well, they didn't get to plant it until middle of June before they could plant corn. Mm. And, it was too wet. Just about the time when they should be starting to farm it in the spring, they got several inches of rain and it just didn't drain off and stayed wet. And showers kept wet. It was the longest time. Well, it was too late to plant it for grain. Well, they planted this, thought they might put it in for feed of some sort, insulate or something.
The high places up here in Colorado are called the what? Those are just called, I'm just looking for the ordinary name for them.
Well, here nearby or way on?
Well, over beyond Denver. Those
mountains.
Okay. And but around here you don't have any mountains, but you have those smaller things that are...
You got the hills.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, but up in the mountains, if you had a place where somebody might could fall off of, you'd call that a what?
Cliff.
Okay. And the plural of cliff is...
The what?
Plural of cliff is, if you had more...
Cliffs, I guess.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that you had irrigated land. Yeah. Well, what would you have called an irrigation ditch? Is that what you would have called it?
Well, we have laterals, which are, well, laterals are smaller ditches, lead water where you want it to go.
So, would you ever have anything called a canal? I guess that's what I was.
That's a larger one.
A larger one. Mm-hmm. And would you have a big place where you could hold the water, like a?
Well, we've got a reservoir up there.
A reservoir.
Okay. Covers 1,700 acres.
That's a big one, isn't it?
Well, not for the state.
I was wondering about something smaller than a reservoir, though, like a.
A pond.
Yes. Yes. Did you have one of those on your property?
No.
Okay.
No. My land all drained.
Okay. What do they call in this area, call a ditch along an upgraded road?
Along what?
A ditch that is dug out along an upgraded road.
Borrow pit.
Okay.
Okay.
And I was wondering if they have names for different kinds of paved and unpaved roads in this area. Would they call them improved and unimproved roads, or would they call them gravel roads?
We have a lot of our side roads are gravel surface, and then I suppose improved or where they put on some of an oil mat of some sort.
Okay. Call those oil roads, though? Is that what they'd call them? Okay. And what do they, in Colorado, what do they call a roadway that runs up through the mountains? And that place where it passes in the mountains, what would they call that? Would they call that a pass?
They do, some of them.
Okay.
The main highways through.
Okay.
Okay. Going from one slope to another.
Okay. They'd be mountain passes then, wouldn't they? Have you ever heard of them called notches or gaps?
No.